rather than flight of the bumblebee. These days it's more like plight of the bumblebee. Well, not only bumblebees, but all 250 bee species, including the hard-working honeybee. Over recent years, numbers have fallen by an estimated 15%, although this could be much higher. In contrast, it seems there's never been as much interest in having a hive for yourself. Keeping bees is said to be the latest craze to hit suburbia. With numbers falling, beekeepers at the National Botanic Garden of Wales are working hard to give colonies a better chance of survival. Linda Christie, who's been keeping bees herself for almost 10 years, showed me around their apiary.
If I just describe what it's a bit like in here, it's almost like Big Brother, but for bees. There's CCTV cameras and you can get really up close and personal. We're in like a sheltered apiary here. Can you explain to me how this works and how many hives and things you've got here?
Well, this apiary was set up in 2004. We have 20 hives set up at the moment, but this viewing area is ideal for visitors and for school children to come in and look at the bees. The apiary as well, with the nooks and crannies, encourages other pollinators, solitary bees and bumblebees. But there's the capacity here to have over 1 million honeybees at any one time.
Through close management, Linda says they are starting to buck the trend, but have lost colonies over the years. But why exactly are bees all over the world struggling so much?
We have two different size frames. It's a brood frame.
6 months ago, John Varron retired from being Wales's regional bee inspector. Now he's keeping busy preparing frames for his hives at home in Bridgend. During his 16 years in the post, he's seen the populations fall firsthand and puts it down to one main thing, the Varroa mite.
It's quite a difficult to manage pest insofar as if you don't treat in an organised manner, then their numbers increase quite dramatically and they damage bee colonies very quickly. It led to us on occasions having to burn colonies of bees because some of the notifiable diseases are quite contagious.
Varroa mites only affect honeybees and literally suck the life out of them. They aren't the only factor though. Bees don't like wet weather as they can't get out to collect pollen to make their food.
We've had three bad summers on the trot. I've never known us have three bad summers. I've known two bad summers. Over the last couple of years, we've had situations where we've had bees starving in the middle of August. Cold, wet summers are not good for bees.
So it's a combination of the elements and unwanted invaders which are causing the problems. But Welsh beekeepers believe times could be changing, and the dry start to 2010 is filling them with optimism.
Look there. Can you see the head of the bee emerging, coming out head first?
No.
Right, the bee has been born.
John King is chairman of the Cardiff and Vale Beekeepers Association. His apiary is just outside Pontypridd. Before bees started making the headlines, John's beekeeping club had about 10 new members each season.
We've seen tremendous increase in people wanting to learn the craft of beekeeping. This year we've had 50 plus recruits. But we as teachers and experienced beekeepers are finding it difficult to keep on top of them all.
People eager to get going straight away are usually disappointed, however. Bee numbers are obviously low, so a new colony is not easy to get your hands on.
The biggest hindrance at the moment are bees, because we have suffered losses over the last 2 years and are trying to rebuild our stocks. And we are reluctant to deplete them to pass them on to new beekeepers.
Experienced beekeepers are keen to share their skills, but are also concerned new recruits don't know exactly what they're letting themselves in for. Looking after your bees is a year-round task and requires weeks of training. Gareth Harvey is one of John's students and has been learning the art of bee husbandry for 2 years.
It's a strange pet to keep, you know, most people would go and buy a dog. You don't need any training, you buy the dog, you feed it, you walk it, and that's the end of it. But taking on a hive of bees, the beekeeping course that we went on was for 12 weeks, but it taught us everything about the life cycle of the bees, what we need to look out for, diseases. But the course was invaluable, really.
With such an influx of new members, it seems beekeeping clubs are stretching themselves to the limit. Whatever happens, it seems the future of the humble bumblebee and his cousins rest in our hands.